Chapter 3. Engagement Planning and Preparation. SLE is a component of I.O. planning. The I.O. working group refines desired effects and develops initial engagement strategies as a supporting IRC that can contribute to one or more command objectives. These objectives, in turn, support the scheme of I.O. and the unit's concept of operations and mission. An engagement strategy is a series of planned engagements with subjects over a defined period, coordinated with other activities to help leaders and soldiers achieve desired effects. The purpose of engagement planning is to increase the likelihood of engagement success. Soldier and Leader Engagement and Army Design Methodology. Army Design Methodology, ADM, applies critical and creative thinking to understand, visualize, and describe unfamiliar problems and approaches to solve them. Often the most challenging aspect of an operational environment, OE, is the people within it and the dynamics between and among them. See ADP 5.0 and ATP 5.0.1. ADM is intended to be collaborative and benefits from diverse perspectives and open and ongoing dialogue, which SLE can uniquely provide. In each of the steps associated with ADM, commanders and staffs consider SLE or aspects associated with SLE. These steps include framing the OE, framing problems, framing solutions, and reframing. When framing the OE and framing problems, commanders and staffs consider where human conflict, friction, or points of tension exist, both in the present and with respect to the desired end state, that is, relevant actors' responses. An examination of the various narratives that exist within the OE leads to an understanding of where they align, where they compete, and how they support or degrade the command's unified narrative. When framing solutions that lead to attainment of the desired end state, commanders and staffs consider the ways SLE can create bridges between current and future conditions. While SLE alone rarely solves the most complicated problems confronting a unit, engagement can lay the foundation for breakthroughs that make attainment of the end state more likely. SLE may provide insights that lead to reassessment and reframing. Conversely, they may be a means by which commanders ensure reframed solutions are implemented successfully and made more enduring. Soldier and Leader Engagement and the Military Decision-Making Process. Chapter 3 in the print version of the publication lists some of the considerations the IO officer or element includes during each step of the Military Decision-Making Process, MDMP, to ensure the effective integration and synchronization of SLE. For a fuller discussion of IO and the MDMP, see FM 3-13 and ATP 3-13.1. Soldier and Leader Engagement and the Scheme of Information Operations. IO begins with a clear and concise statement of where, when, and how the commander intends to employ synchronized IRCs to create effects in and through the operational environment to support the overall operation and accomplish the mission. Based on the commander's planning guidance, the IO officer or designated representative develops a separate scheme of IO for each course of action the staff develops. Creating complementary effects in the OE is essential to the success of any operation. Therefore, SLE will invariably factor into each course of action scheme of IO. Among the reasons are: SLE is a readily available IRC down to the lowest level unit. SLE can produce near-term measurable effects in the cognitive dimension of the information environment. SLE can deliver meaningful results employing few resources. At minimum, it requires only two people, the lead engager and a note taker. SLE allows commanders, in particular, direct control of outcomes in support of their intent. Soldier and Leader Engagement Integration and Synchronization. The IO working group employs, analyzes, and assesses a number of inputs in order to execute and refine the scheme of IO to support operations. While all inputs are necessary to conduct IO effectively, several have particular importance to the execution of SLE. National-level guidance pertaining to the overarching narrative, legitimacy, and justification of the mission. higher headquarters orders and guidance, as well as the commander's intent, concept of operations, guidance, and approved narrative provide specific guidance on the conduct of SLE. The combined information overlay includes facts, figures, and assessments about the AO that will help shape SLE planning and execution. A cultural calendar helps determine opportune or inopportune windows in which to conduct SLE or defer to a more appropriate time. PSYOP target audience analysis aids in the identification of individuals or groups and ongoing or planned messaging efforts. Public affairs and PSYOP themes, messages, and talking points, as well as themes to avoid. The IO synchronization matrix depicting planned SLE. An important output of the IO working group is a refined list and schedule of engagements. While the synchronization matrix tracks individual interactions, it should be backed up with additional matrices or charts that show how they interrelate in the aggregate. Rarely are engagements discrete events or one-offs. The outcomes of one SLE feed into or prompt another. Since they all support the scheme of IO, they must be threaded together synergistically, with one amplifying or complementing all others. The engagement process. The engagement process for SLE uses the operations process of plan, prepare, execute, and assess. Each step of the engagement process involves a set of actions or activities that are necessary for successful SLE to occur. The IO officer or designated representative, aided by the IO working group, has responsibility to integrate IRCs, including SLE, into operations and coordinates with the designated staff focal point for SLE to ensure engagements are synchronized with all other IRCs. The engagement process consists of the following steps and corresponding actions or activities. Plan. Identify the problem or opportunity the engagement is intended to solve or leverage and the desired effects of the engagement. Conduct or review formal and informal psychological operations target audience analyses. Identify the specific audience and subjects of the engagement. Analyze the engagement variables. Identify the interests at stake. Identify the best alternative to a negotiated agreement and zone of possible agreement. Generate potential options and associated standards. Identify the desired outcome and measures of performance and effectiveness. Assess available leaders to support planned engagements. Prepare. Develop background information on subjects, target folders. Review approved narrative, themes, and messages and craft appropriate talking points, authority to commit. Identify lead engager, note taker, and interpreter if required. Select the venue and arrange for other logistical aspects of the engagement. Establish the agenda, war game, and rehearse. Execute. Conduct introductions. Build trust. Set expectations. Discuss and negotiate. Make commitments or agreements. Conclude. Assess. Debrief. Analyze outcomes in relation to measures of performance and effectiveness. Determine whether re-engagement is necessary. The SLE planning process primarily applies to deliberate planned engagements. Unplanned engagements also succeed from planning, not in their specifics, but in the application of battle drills focused on how to react to contact with different groups of people, such as neutral local leaders, curious populace, or adversarial, but not hostile groups. Planning and engagement. The cited primary actions and activities occur during SLE planning. Further methods, techniques, and resources are explained in the following paragraphs. A key variable in SLEs is the range of cultures and accompanying customs that may be encountered. Soldiers and leaders must be prepared to engage and interact within those customs or risk undermining the ability to build trust. In some circumstances, participating in a cultural custom may present a moral dilemma or require the engagement leader to violate policy. For example, Offense may be taken if an alcoholic drink is refused where a prohibiting general order is in effect. Politely request a substitute. Soldiers and leaders might often engage with other leaders or people of influence whose moral character may be questionable. Circumstances such as these must be anticipated and, where possible, a response planned. Identify the problem. ADM has likely already identified the macro problem that commanders are attempting to solve through operations. In the contemporary OE, these problems are highly complex and have many subordinate or related problems attached to them. Commanders apply the entire range of capabilities, systems, people, and functions to solve each problem or set of problems. SLE is one capability that applies people to solve problems or leverage opportunities that are either anticipated or arise as operations occur. Using ADM, the problem at hand can be identified from multiple viewpoints and defined as precisely as possible. Doing so ensures that the SLE, when conducted, can directly address the problem or leverage the opportunity to maximum benefit. Conduct or review target audience analyses. IO planning groups have several options for gathering analysis of their intended counterpart. PSYOP personnel conduct target area analysis of foreign targets and audiences they seek to influence, while public affairs personnel analyze the United States and the international audiences they seek to inform. Soldiers and leaders responsible for conducting engagement assess social networks, group dynamics, and key leaders' personalities to refine or update their plans. PSYOP target audience analysis provides essential insights into how best to engage targets and audiences, such as preferred ways to receive information, language and dialect, biases, status within the wider community, vulnerabilities, and connections to other potential targets and audiences. Identify specific audience and subjects of the engagement. SLE is about engaging the most appropriate person or group of people at the right place and time to affect planned or current operations favorably. Sometimes the most appropriate person or group is the one that presents itself in real time. Other times, it is an individual or group that is deliberately identified and carefully cultivated. There is no set number of engagements that need to occur. They occur as necessary to advance the mission and commander's intent and achieve the desired end state. Considerations that go into deciding who needs to be engaged include identifying the person or group that can best help solve the problems confronting the unit or optimize an opportunity, has knowledge or a skill set of value to the commander or lead engager, provides a network link to produce a means to get to another individual or group, has influence or sway over others whose behavior needs to change, can dispel incorrect or clarify confusing information. Upon identifying the audience, commanders and staff incorporate the results of the PSYOP target area analysis and/or social network analysis to determine the sequence and scope of the intended engagement. Regarding sequence, consider additional individuals or audiences that, if engaged before or after the current SLE, help influence the outcome. Based on the relationship of these individuals or audiences to the relevant actor, for example, deferential, antagonistic, or influential, seek to arrange a series of engagements that encourages others to assist in efforts to influence him. Regarding scope, consider what issues should be addressed with the relevant actor at what time. Plan how much and what type of information the lead engager will disclose during each engagement. The engagement team can increase the likelihood of incremental achievement in SLE by considering the various audiences and issues likely to be addressed over the period of an operation or campaign. This lessens the likelihood of overcomplicating an engagement or disclosing information that decreases leverage at a subsequent engagement. Vignette: The Anbar Awakening. Soldier and leader engagement occurs at different speeds and with different priorities from the immediate and local to the eventual and regional. there will be stress and conflict that can be ameliorated by echelons communicating and coordinating their engagement objectives using a top-down, bottom-up, refined assessment process. A successful example of this is what became known as the Anbar Awakening. In 2006, Army Captain Travis Patriquin, the Civil Affairs Officer for 1st Brigade, 1st Armored Divisions, and Lieutenant Colonel Anthony Dean, Commander of 1st Battalion, 35th Armor, began meeting with local sheikhs to secure their support for planned police recruitment drives in Ramadi, Iraq. Their first effort enlisted 80 candidates and grew steadily thereafter. Dean's outreach paid particular dividends as he developed a relationship with Ahmed Abu Risha and his elder brother, Abdul Sattar, the leader of the Abu Risha tribe. Dean was the first coalition commander to realize Sattar's potential influence in Anbar and Baghdad. The Abu Risha long had been active against Al-Qaeda in Iraq, AQI, but had been overlooked in the coalition's Sunni engagement efforts because of the tribe's lower-tier status. As one of the few surviving senior members of the ill-fated Anbar People's Committee, Sattar was well-known throughout the tribes. Coalition leaders underestimated Sattar because the Abu Risha's influence, Wasta, was not well-known beyond Ramadi. The lines between the tribes and the insurgency were often hazy, and it was fortuitous for the coalition that the flexible Dean and Patriquin were on hand to explore and navigate these complex networks as Sattar's influence grew during the summer and fall. Dean and Patriquin expanded their cooperation with the increasingly influential Sheikh Sattar, who organized an assembly of tribal sheikhs to oppose AQI. Their higher headquarters, the Division-Level Multinational Force West, MNFW, had reservations about 1st Brigade's tribal outreach and about the coalition's overall prospects in Anbar. The senior Marine intelligence officer in Anbar produced a bleak assessment declaring the coalition and Iraqi security forces were no longer capable of militarily defeating the insurgency in Al-Anbar. According to this report, the coalition had too few troops in Anbar to overcome the insurgency, and United States units were unable to establish security beyond their bases. MNFW concluded that both the Iraqi central and local governments had collapsed in Anbar, and AQI filled the vacuum to become the strongest force in the province. In MNFW's judgment, it was a situation beyond repair. The report was quickly leaked to the American media and cast doubt on the increasingly unpopular campaign in Iraq. Dean's brigade commander, Colonel Sean McFarland, noted, "Because of these cautionary notes up at the MNFW headquarters, it was a little bit more difficult for me to convince my bosses to come down and embrace the sheikhs." 4 days after MNFW's report concluding that Anbar was lost, Sattar's tribal alliance, known as the Anbar Emergency Council, went to war with AQI, just as the Anbar People's Committee had unsuccessfully done previously. On 21 August, AQI leaders Abu Bakr and Abu Uthman ordered an attack on the newly established Jazeera police station north of the Euphrates, an Iraqi security force outpost emplaced with the Abu Risha's support. The attack badly injured 6 Iraqi soldiers and killed 11 of the 30 policemen stationed there. Rather than quit, as had often happened before, the Iraqi police, newly confident in their United States military support, insisted on keeping the police station open. On the same day, AQI terrorists led by Rashid Abu Zayn, who had been released from United States detention at Camp Buka the previous day, assassinated the leader of the Abu Ali Jassim tribe. Sheikh Khalid Alu Abu Jassim, a former Iraqi general and local political leader. The brazen attack on the tribally endorsed police station, combined with the murder and desecration of Sheikh Khalid's body, created a tipping point. Outraged sheikhs from the Al-Anbar tribes gathered on 31 August to declare an anti-AQI front. On 3 September, Dean reported to McFarland that the Anbar Emergency Council and its armed wing, the Anbar Revolutionaries, were ready to publicly side with the coalition. This potent force of police, army officers, and local tribesmen, bolstered by former insurgent groups, had a stake in securing their homes and were well positioned to provide 1st Brigade, 1st Armored Division with intelligence about insurgent networks. As battles raged across Ramadi that September, McFarland became convinced that supporting tribal groups like the Anbar Revolutionaries was essential for growing the local police to secure the city. When he reported these developments to the MNFW headquarters, however, he was met with hesitation and skepticism. The lineal Anbari sheikhs, heirs by birthright to tribal lines of succession, had fled to Jordan and been replaced by their more junior clansmen who remained. Dean and Patriquin engaged the tribal leaders who stayed in Iraq, while senior coalition leaders supported detached figureheads who were in Jordanian exile, creating a tension between two tribal outreach strategies that endured well into the following year. The awakening had an immediate impact on the security situation and transformed Anbar from an insurgent stronghold into an area where United States forces conducted offensive and stability operations. Coalition and Iraqi forces cleared and held Ramadi and, eventually, the Euphrates River Valley, and denied AQI its western support zone. The awakening re-established Iraqi government control and allowed reconciliation between Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and Iraq's alienated Sunnis, and became the model for securing other provinces and developing their local governments. Note, around 2010, the definition of target was revised to specify that a target is an entity or object that performs a function for the adversary considered for possible engagement or other action. JP 3-60. JP 3-13 defines a target audience as an individual or group selected for influence engagements. Analyze the engagement variables. SLEs are interpersonal interactions that can be understood through detailed analysis. The defining characteristics can be identified and understood through the application of the engagement variables to provide a framework for analysis of situations similar to MET-TC or PMISI-PT rather than sequential steps like the troop leading procedures. Analysis and application of the variables help determine what is appropriate for the situation and do not prescribe what to do and when. Soldiers can use the variables during each stage of a negotiation. In planning, to provide categories of considerations, during execution to give insight into behaviors, moves available to both the United States lead engager and counterpart, and in the after-action review to provide criteria to assess performance or the generated outcome. The engagement variables consist of the following actions and activities. Interests. Needs, goals, motivations of the parties to the SLE. Orient the soldier and leader engagement to satisfy or achieve interests. Distinguish between interests and positions. Alternatives. Courses of action any single party can do without the cooperation of the other party. Determine which of the alternatives is the BATNA. Estimate the counterparty's BATNA. Distinguish between alternatives and options. Options. Potential agreements or components of those agreements. Lead engagers invent options to meet interests, ours as well as possibly, and theirs well enough to prevent them from exercising their BATNA. Standards of legitimacy. The rationale for an option to be considered fair or appropriate. Standards must be culturally appropriate to the parties in the SLE. Identify the interests at stake. Interests are the objectives of parties to the SLE. Interests include needs, goals, and motivations. It is important to distinguish interests from positions. Positions are things a party may request in an attempt to address interests. Interests are the reason for positions. Positions can be thought of as a task in support of a purpose or interest. The lead engager has greater flexibility to achieve success by seeking not to secure positions, but to meet his commander's interests. Every SLE should support the unit's mission and current operation and have a clear purpose, desired effects, and known potential outcomes. An introductory SLE intended to build rapport with a specific actor or audience may have an outcome simply to schedule a follow-on engagement and is stated as such in the plan. Follow-on SLEs may be to achieve specific outcomes, to simply maintain the counterpart as a source of information, or to have access to an individual for communicating to an audience that the unit does not. SLEs maintain relationships with relevant actors to have future support when needed. Just as the commander has interests at stake in any SLE, so too does the audience or counterpart. The lead engager must seek to understand the counterpart's interests to avoid surprise during the SLE and to generate potential agreements or outcomes suitable to both. Not understanding or acknowledging the counterpart's interests may result in an SLE that does not accomplish the objectives at hand, or even worsens rapport. One can estimate the interests of the counterpart by revisiting the target area analysis and/or conducting civil reconnaissance. Commanders and staff continue to refine estimates throughout the preparation process and during the conduct of the SLE. Articulate the best alternative to a negotiated agreement and zone of possible agreement. As with interests, one should seek to identify both parties' alternatives to an agreement. In planning, estimate what will cause the counterpart to walk away. What will they do if they do not reach an agreement with me? Negotiations are a type of SLE with interpersonal or group interactions involving outcomes that are important to the participants. Alternatives, in this framework, are things any single party can do without the cooperation of the other party. To follow through on a threat is an example of exercising an alternative to an agreement. One party may seem to have more alternatives initially, so it is important to identify and evaluate alternatives before conducting an SLE. The best alternative to a negotiated agreement, BATNA, identifies the alternative that each party in a negotiation will choose in the event it cannot attain its desired outcome. The lead engager must identify this best alternative and accept that it will not significantly impact mission accomplishment. A BATNA can be conditions, situations, numeric quantities, or alternate solutions to be pursued through subsequent SLE with the same or other parties. The Zone of Possible Agreement, ZOPA, identifies the area where the desired end state lead engager overlaps with that of the audience or subject of the engagement. In this overlapping area, both sides can agree to the parameters of a solution or outcome. So long as the solution resides within the ZOPA, it satisfies the engagement's purpose and avoids the need for the BATNA. ZOPA is most useful to engagements that focus on one issue. Envisioning a ZOPA along a single dimension restricts a SLE to that issue and may preclude other or more creative options. While the ZOPA concept can be helpful to provide a visual representation of a potential solution set, it can cause a negotiator to arbitrarily select an outcome within the ZOPA and miss agreements that include different possibilities. Insight: Obstacle Emplacement. An example of these engagement concepts at work can be shown through two company-grade officers preparing for a deliberate defense. An engineer platoon leader is assigned to emplace a counter-mobility obstacle for a tank platoon. The tank and engineer platoon leaders at first disagree over the type and location of the obstacle to be emplaced. The tank platoon leader, wanting to achieve a particular obstacle effect, wants 12 rows of triple standard concertina wire across a 1,000 meters front. This is her negotiating position regarding the obstacle. The engineer, having in mind a different obstacle effect and having limited resources to deploy, wants to emplace a single row of triple standard concertina across a 300 meters front. This is his position. One approach to resolving the disagreement might be haggling, each platoon leader making small concessions to the other until they agree to emplace 6 rows across a 550 meters front or something similar. In this example, it might be obvious that the platoon leaders should discuss not just the breadth and depth of the obstacle, but 1. The obstacle effect desired by the tank platoon leader, the interest behind her position, 2. Doctrinal concept that obstacles should be tied to terrain to achieve a desired effect, 3. resources available for emplacement, and 4. The missions and priorities of the engineer platoon leader, the interests behind his position. If they realize that what the tank platoon requires is a blocking obstacle, and that the engineer platoon must use its concertina at another location, they might decide to use an anti-tank ditch instead, achieving a better blocking effect, near total, with even less concertina, none. But they cannot arrive at such a solution if neither platoon leader ever inquires as to the other's intent, interests. Generate potential options and associated standards. Options are potential agreements, or components, that represent a course of action the parties may agree to pursue. Options differ from alternatives because each party must commit to the course of action for it to remain viable. During SLE, a party may suggest individually or generate collaboratively options that meet the interests of the parties. To be prepared for this eventuality, one must generate potential options prior to the SLE. Once proposed, the parties are likely to test options against the criteria of their respective interests. As such, options must satisfy both parties' interests enough to prevent them from exercising their respective BATNA. Inventing creative options is a critical aspect of any SLE that requires agreement from both parties. If one assumes the situation is zero-sum, merely a matter of deciding how to compromise between respective positions, agreement becomes difficult, and agreements actually made may be suboptimal for all. By focusing on interests rather than positions, and thinking creatively about ways to meet those interests, the lead engager can invent options that increase value for one party at no cost to the other, if not increase value for all. After generating options, one should seek to associate sources of legitimacy with each potential option. Sources of legitimacy, hereafter referred to as standards, provide the rationale for an option being perceived as fair or appropriate. While parties to an SLE should test options against how well they meet their interests, they must also test options against relevant standards. Examples of relevant standards include laws, policies, official guidance, existing agreements, precedents, benchmarks, generally accepted practices, or mutually agreed upon principles. These standards must be culturally appropriate. Across cultures, fairness is a powerful social norm. The function of standards in an SLE is twofold. Legitimizing options with standards makes it easier for one to agree without feeling tricked or unfairly treated, and when equipped with standards, one can defend an agreement to others who can influence the situation, such as a commander or tribal or business leader. One may use the SOP or a field manual as a source of legitimacy for task accomplishment. Army regulations, ARs, as a standard for an award recommendation, or a locally accepted dispute resolution practice as a source of legitimacy for a component of a ceasefire or peace agreement. Identify the soldier and leader engagement's desired outcome and measures of performance and effectiveness. Having generated potential options, one can now identify the SLE's desired outcome. In the case of an introductory SLE intended to build rapport with a specific actor or audience, the outcome might simply be to schedule a follow-on engagement. Where there exists sufficient rapport to reach an agreement, the desired outcome might be a framework deal, a memorandum of agreement, or a final agreement. There may be more than one desired outcome, but they should be kept to a minimum to avoid creating an unwieldy engagement that tries to accomplish too much with a single interaction. Outcomes are articulated in terms of measures of performance, MOPs, and measures of effectiveness, MOES. See ATP 5-0.3 for more information on operation assessment. In the case of engagements, one example of a MOP may be the number of engagements with an individual or group, while MOES are evaluated using analytical tools that compares changes in subject's position in relation to relevant baseline narratives in the OE. MOPs measure task accomplishment and answer the question, are we doing things right? Common MOPs for SLE are the number of engagements by type with a particular individual or group, and resulting commitments made by the unit that were executed as part of an agreement with the individual. MOPs can include exchanging respective interests or even option generation. MOs measure attainment of the intended outcome or the creation of a specific effect and answer the question, are we doing the right things? If the objective of an SLE is to get the subject to agree to a list of terms, the MO is the number of terms agreed upon and, later, fulfilled by actions. Engagement preparation activities. The primary actions and activities that occur during SLE preparation include choosing types of engagements used for particular individuals or groups because different venues may be more successful for each subject. For instance, informal dinners may be most effective with one subject, whereas formal negotiations or conferences may be more effective with another. Examples of types of engagements are informal meetings, meals, parties, unannounced visits, or formal events, negotiations, conferences, invitational visits. Develop relevant actor folders. A physical or virtual folder is a repository of information about an audience or actor. The SLE staff proponent prepares these folders with assistance from the rest of the staff. There are no required or established documents a folder must contain. It can include worksheets, preparation sheets, photographs, biographies, writings, or other documents that enable the lead engager to conduct an SLE with a requisite knowledge about his counterparts and to achieve the SLE's desired outcomes. See Appendix B of the print version for examples. Review narrative, themes, and messages, and craft appropriate talking points. Supporting the operational narrative and tactical themes and messages is necessary to ensure Army units conduct all activities consistently and coherently. Being consistent and coherent helps to foster trust and confidence in what United States forces are doing and supports attainment of the desired end state. SLE, in particular, is a specialized means to reinforce approved themes and messages and assess whether audiences are receiving them as intended. For further information on themes and messages and the operational narrative, refer to FM 3-13 and ATP 3-13.1. Soldiers and leaders who undertake SLE must familiarize themselves with the substance and particulars of the narrative and the supporting themes and messages. This familiarization is essential to framing talking points specific to each SLE. To aid in this process, themes, messages, and talking points are typically part of an operation order or plan and reiterated in the worksheets or preparation sheets in every relevant actor folder. See SLE Guidance and Themes and Messages in Operation Order Paragraph 3-10 under Coordinating Instructions and in Annex L Information Collection. Equally important as knowing what messages to send, the engagement team must also know what messages to avoid. Ensure the upcoming SLE fits into the broader SLE plan with respect to its scope and sequence. This prevents accidental or premature disclosure of information or the unintentional use of language or nonverbal cues that counter the desired outcome of the SLE. Confirm the unit's ability to commit to any agreement within limits of authority or resources. Identify lead engager, note taker, and interpreter. The lead engager is sometimes the most senior individual, but rank is not the deciding factor. Rather, the lead engager is selected based on a range of factors. Among these factors are most qualified based on knowledge, skills, and abilities, proven ability to achieve results through interpersonal engagement, specialized training in negotiation or cross-cultural communication, prior rapport with the relevant actor, possesses the requisite authority to make a commitment on behalf of the United States Army, availability. Every SLE includes a note taker. Use cultural considerations when determining note-taking method. For example, visible note taker, recording device, allowing other party to review notes. The lead engager must stay focused on the engagement itself and be attentive to the counterpart. The note taker ensures the SLE is documented for historical purposes, as well as keeps track of the specifics of the discussion, particularly any agreements or commitments that are made by either or both sides. The note taker provides a second set of eyes and ears who can clarify if there are points of confusion or misunderstanding. If required to bridge linguistic and cultural barriers, an interpreter completes the engagement team. An interpreter must be adept at translating one language to another and vice versa in real time. If possible, the interpreter should be skilled at translating each language idiomatically rather than literally. That is, the interpreter is able to put the speaker's words in common, everyday language, using idioms that the other side will understand. Occasionally, including a second interpreter is helpful. The role of this interpreter is chiefly to assess the ability and accuracy of the primary interpreter. Select the venue and arrange logistics of the engagement. All aspects of SLE matter, as each aspect contributes to the overall effect the lead engager is striving to achieve. Chief among these aspects is the venue, because it sets the tone of the engagement. Force protection of SLE participants and the surrounding population is a primary consideration when determining venue. When force protection conditions are permissive, additional considerations are possible. For example, if the purpose is to put the audience or subject of the engagement at ease, the venue would likely be a place in which they are comfortable, perhaps in their own facility or territory. Conversely, if planning a formal negotiation, then a formal tone in a neutral location is in order. Other aspects that should be considered and planned in advance include whether to include a meal or other form of refreshment, offer an appropriate and proportional gift or other token, as permitted by law and regulation. Remove anything from the venue or engagement location that might be considered offensive or otherwise violate cultural norms. Add overt or subtle props or forms of messaging that reinforce the engagement's primary theme. Include other individuals who can influence the outcome of the engagement in line with its purpose and objective. Transportation of all actors to and from venue. Establish agenda. The SLE worksheet provides space to map out the order of events in support of the agenda. The agenda is comprised of the key points to be conveyed to the audience or subject of the engagement and mapped against time to achieve the desired outcome or objective. Create the agenda by considering the interests at stake and place into broad categories or issues. These categories become the major items in the agenda. To ensure nothing essential is left out, seek to answer the question, is there anything else we must discuss to reach an agreement? After listing the agenda items, consider their sequence in the engagement. In some cases, it may be best to address difficult matters up front, because any agreement is contingent upon resolution of that difficult matter. In other cases, it may be wise to address simpler matters first, as a means of building rapport before addressing the most challenging matters. Wargame and rehearse. Rehearsal and wargaming SLEs are vital to their success. Using the relevant folders, the SLE proponent identifies a candidate or candidates from the unit to act as the audience or subject of the engagement. The actor's responsibility is to mimic as accurately as possible the target audience they are representing, enabling the lead engager to put their engagement skills into practice and identify elements of the strategy, such as agenda or talking points, that may need to be adjusted. The lead engager should practice answers to tough questions, such as being asked for the BATNA or other positional information. Rehearse ways to respond truthfully to such a question in a manner that redirects the conversation or imposes a similar question or dilemma to the counterpart. All other aspects of planned engagements are replicated as closely as possible to the event, so that the lead engager, note taker, and interpreter can rehearse in realistic conditions, better anticipate problems and opportunities, and refine their approach before the actual event. The staff proponent for SLE serves as the primary evaluator of the rehearsal, assisted by other evaluators, if warranted, to provide feedback to the engagement team. Recording the rehearsal is also an effective means. Unplanned engagements also benefit from rehearsals as an integral part of unit training in the manner of react-to-contact drills. These rehearsals are less about the specifics of engaging a particular person and more about applying proven tactics, techniques, and procedures to a wide range of possible engagement scenarios.